Good morning. Welcome, everyone, to the Beach Business Breakfast Show with Kim, our special guest for today. So thanks for bringing the great weather, Kim.
No problem.
It's fantastic. We've had great weather for all our podcasts so far. So just a reminder, Beach Business Breakfast, third Thursday of every month at Merriweather Beach in the function room, 7:30 till 8:30, $10 for informal networking and, you know, meet some new business contacts. Great for startup businesses like Kim's and ours and Jeremy, who's been overnight success story over the last 8 years, as we say. So
15 years.
Yeah. 15 years. So that's cool. So Kim, thanks for coming in. So just, what did you do before? You've been in doing social media for a bit now. What did you do before that? What sort of led you to this?
I'm one of those people that sort of had a very varied career.
Yeah.
Where I started is polar opposites to where I am now. So many years ago, I actually started in nursing.
Oh, okay, excellent.
And, you know, by the powers that be, I always ended up in nursing roles that had a business element to them. And I loved that component of it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of led me to this point where I've dropped the nursing aspect of it, and here I am purely in business now.
Oh, fantastic. So where did you nurse at? Hospitals?
Yeah. I started my career down at Royal Prince Alfred Hospital.
Oh, nice.
Down in Sydney.
Yeah.
Just took it off from there.
And so were you put in charge of, like, social media for the hospital or something? Is it that obvious a connection?
Not that obvious, no.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I actually ended up in some rather diverse fields. I ended up for a long time in drug health, of all things. And had a bit more of a specialist management role there.
Yeah.
And that was sort of where the business side came in, and that's where I really, you know, got my teeth into it.
What was the catalyst for your kind of specialty now? Like, how do you latch onto that?
Well, I've always, you know, like a lot of people, always loved what social media is and what it can do for people and also for businesses. So when it came to looking for a concept to start a business of my own, you know, as part of this journey I've been on, trying to think of a forward-focused kind of business, you know, a business that will have longevity, that will have, you know, a sustainable future. So I decided to marry my passion for social media with the business model. So here we are today.
Oh, that's excellent. So just on the nursing, I'm sort of fascinated with the nursing, only because, like, at Surf Club, we've got quite a few nurses.
Sure.
So what sort of cool things did you do when you were nursing? Like, did you specialise in, like, emergency, or did you do, like...
I worked in pretty much every field that there was, which was a good part of being a nurse. You can kind of be so diverse with it. But really, if I did specialise in that drug health area, so working with addicts in central Sydney for a while.
Excellent.
You know, and if you can survive that, you can survive launching a business.
That sounds fairly intense.
Starting your own business is nothing compared to that.
So why did you decide to take the leap into your own business? What sort of led to that?
It's always been something I've wanted to do. You know, one of those, you know, background dreams that you always have that just sits there niggling away constantly. You know, since I sort of married nursing and business together, I realised I really love learning more about that business side. It was sort of just sat there going, come on, we can do this one day.
And
eventually it just got to the point where I'm like, time to take the leap, let's get into it.
Sort of, I just don't want to work for someone anymore. I want to work for myself, or there's more I can do.
That was a component to it. You know, I mean, since I've, you know, in my working life, I've had children. So I did want to have some sort of flexibility around my time and my hours, and what I could do, trying to find that work-life balance, essentially, which you can't, well, I haven't found to be successful working for somebody else at the moment. So that was a component of it, you know, just trying to find that work-life balance. But I also had this feeling that I could do something for other people. I mean, you know, nursing is a very giving profession. I suppose that's a component of what I do. But, you know, trying to find that way moving forward where it was something I was really passionate about. And I think social media for me is that, you know, I'm passionate about it, but by the work I do, it does others good as well. So it's good for my business, but it also raises up other businesses as well. So from my perspective, it's kind of like a win-win situation. You know, my business does well, and I get great satisfaction seeing other businesses do well as well. So, you know, both those components are really important.
So just on the social media side, what sort of things do you do for people? Like, what are some of the services you can help people with?
So it depends on what people need, but generally speaking, we can do full management services. So that's where they kind of outsource their social media to me. So we do strategizing, planning, content planning, content creation, graphics, engaging, you know, trying to find the right followers, all of that sort of behind the scenes stuff that's actually quite labor intensive for businesses to do. They can outsource it to us and we can do it all for them.
And that's across like Facebook, LinkedIn.
Yeah, any social, definitely. Yep. And it really is all about marrying the right social media platform to the business. You know, where are the market demographics sitting for that business? Where are we likely to find them on social? Yeah. And sort of, you know, pairing them up. You know, there's no point being on Instagram if that's not where the business's customers are sitting. So, or it's not an appropriate platform for them. Yeah. So it's about, you know, finding the right space. You know, and that's a big part of it, putting the content out there. You know, it's great, anybody can do that, but you've got to get the content in front of the right people.
Yeah, I think also with things like Facebook, you know, not every post is seen.
No.
Or something I read somewhere is about like 9 or 10% of all posts that you put out are actually seen. So it's about how to get your post, I'm not sure that's right, but to make sure your posts are being seen by
that's
the right people. And
Yeah, definitely. And you know, things change constantly. You know, they change their algorithms, Facebook, Instagram, about how, you know, how they actually show which posts and all of those sorts of things. So there's a lot of change in that space as well. So it's variable.
Like Instagram have just gone to a more like prominence-based factor instead of like a chronological sequence and things like that. So it can be pretty major.
Yeah.
How did you just pick up your first few clients? Like, did you find them on Facebook by any chance? Or
ironically, no.
On some family members that are in business or something?
The way I've gotten my first few clients is by simply talking to people. They're people I know, and I actually honestly didn't know them very well before I got into this, but it was just sort of having casual conversations, putting myself out there, putting the business out there, and they came to me.
So you sort of like let them work out that you had some knowledge of social media, like basically like, oh, can you help me?
Definitely. It was just having casual conversations, saying, oh, look, I've started this up. Yeah. You know, this is what I'm focusing on now. And
your real world social network.
Yeah, exactly. Back what we used to do before we were all on social.
Yeah. Well, it's not a real substitute, is it? It's not something that you can sort of say, okay, we're just going to be on Facebook or LinkedIn or Instagram or whatever it is. You've still got to do the talking to people.
You've got to
build the relationships and the networks and, and those sorts of things. So
Social will get people in the door, but you've still got to do the rest of the work to get them.
So full management you can do. What other options do you have for people?
So we also do consulting. So that encompasses just helping businesses who are happy to manage their own social media presence. And what we do with our consulting program is I can catch up with them for an hour or so once a month. I'll have a nice coffee over at Carrington. Or I can come to their workplace, whatever. And just have a chat and a sit down and sort of, you know, brainstorm, troubleshoot, just go through any issues or any questions, any challenges they're having with their social presence. And then, of course, they can contact us, you know, via phone, email, whatever they need over the course of the month. So a good offering for people who are still interested in doing it themselves, but just want to make sure they're on the right path.
If there's someone in the business who is quite interested in social media or that, like, being published, like, that, to me that seems like a good option if they're going to participate properly, because they're close to the material, they know what's happening with their clients and things like that. So you're coaching them through like how to do that usefully instead of just randomly, I suppose. Is that
that's right? Exactly. You know, if they do have that vested interest, and you know, particularly if it's really specific content to their business that they want to put out there and it's very personal and they know it inside out, then it's a good opportunity for me to link in with them and just make sure that they're doing it in the appropriate formatting, in the appropriate timing, all of those sorts of back end.
Yeah, I think some of the stuff with the workshop you ran for our Peach Business Network last week, around timing, you know, posts and that sort of thing. I think you mentioned that for Facebook or that sort of thing, sometimes the best times to post is commuting times. I was reading some stuff around, you know, people, you know, sitting on the train or sitting on the bus or on the commute to work, it's a time where they might engage with social media, so that might be a good... So it's about timing and it's about the relevance of content and that sort of thing, which is
Yes.
Which is good. So yeah. What other sort of marketing do you do? Obviously, you have good Facebook page and LinkedIn presence, I imagine. And what other things have you tried, or what are your plans for on the marketing side?
I'm sort of trying to think outside of the box. I mean, before I started up my business, I was in sales for a multinational.
Yeah.
And if I had to learn one thing from that, it was that cold calling doesn't work.
Yeah.
And I've tried that for this business, and it hasn't really been very successful in terms of ROI for my time doing that. So I'm trying, you know, different strategies. I've just got some great postcards I've designed, printed up. I'm just going to pop them out to businesses as an awareness platform. Just thinking of other ways to kind of just get people to be aware that I'm here and I'm doing this and I can help.
Through the Beach Network.
Like, yes,
you've got
definitely
some good contacts there,
definitely.
And hopefully that will grow, and there'll be, you know, other business networking opportunities around that you can sort of tap into.
I think there's certainly like a demand of sorts for like social media help, and I guess there's a observation, businesses know like Facebook is probably important and they might be doing something with it, or they're, you know, taking photos or that sort of thing, but will be competent to some degree. Like I would say the average, if there is such a thing, person now does have a Facebook app on their phone, is probably capable of getting a photo from their phone onto Facebook and putting a comment on it, and a few kind of basic things like that. But when it comes to like actually working out how we're going to get people to reply to our questions or do some advertising on the platform or something like that, I think that probably is stretching the limitations of most people's experience. So if that's where you're fitting in, I think it'd be quite useful.
Yeah, definitely. There is a lot more to it, and I think it's a great point to raise, because I think it's being a fairly new industry. I think it can sometimes be misunderstood as to what we actually do. You know, there is a lot more to it, as you said, Jeremy, than, you know, just posting pictures and hoping for the best. You know, there's a lot of strategizing that needs to go on behind the scenes, you know.
And to be sort of part of a campaign rather than just to sort of, you know, let's throw this on or let's do that.
Yes.
It's sort of as part of your marketing strategy.
Yeah, and I think that's the key word. It's very strategic. You know, when done properly, it needs to be very strategic and very, very well thought through.
So were you doing social media for the multinational you worked for in your sales role?
I wasn't, actually, and it was always one of my bugbears as I was sort of, because I was putting my business together behind the scenes as I was doing that role.
Yeah.
And, you know, you do the smallest amount of research, and you just know that businesses nowadays need to be on social, and they need to be on social effectively. And when you work for a multinational, I mean, there were sort of stipulations. They did have a Facebook page from our head office, but it's kind of wrought with a bit of difficulty because it was in the medical industry.
Yeah.
There are sort of litigious things and you know, stipulations around what they can and can't post and what they can comment on and this and that and the other. But having said that, I do believe there's probably missed opportunities in terms of products that could have been branded and put out as a Facebook page and things like that. Take that medical component out of it and just purely promote it as a product out there.
And are your clients now mainly retailers or very like consumer-facing type businesses in Newcastle? Or what's the makeup of them like?
It's actually quite diverse. Interestingly, you know, I sort of launched with the idea to have an open mind and just, you know, whatever comes, just embrace it.
It's a good idea when you're getting started.
Definitely.
Too many times.
Yeah. I didn't want to limit myself by niching too much, because I know that happens quite a bit, and I didn't want to do that. But at the moment, I've got a real estate client.
Okay.
A school, of all things.
School.
Yeah.
I think schools are probably a pretty good market for this. Like, they all are trying to get into social media, and a lot of them, like, they don't have the time.
Definitely, and that's the key. It wasn't one I was expecting, and I certainly hadn't sort of flagged it as a target market.
Yep.
But then again, conversations, it came up as an opportunity, and here we are.
And maybe through that school community, you can, there'll be, X number of kids, and they've got parents, and the parents are in business, and
that's
or
right.
the parents know people that are in business, that you know, if you can get your brand out through that that meeting would be quite a good bang for your buck.
That's right, and also the networking of the schools. You know, the principals are constantly meeting with each other, and you know, again, it wasn't a market I was considering. I think everyone sort of thinks of the flashy markets, like the hospitality.
Yeah, I think we don't really think of schools as commercial entities. I mean, I know like they buy, you know, they buy stationery and they buy computers and desks, and, but you don't. Well, I don't drive past a school and think, oh, there's a business. No. Maybe, like you say, maybe the more higher-end expensive schools, you might sort of have like a thing in your mind like, oh, they're a business. But especially
that could be a good market, some of those
schools and stuff. You don't really think of them as a kind of but buying and selling sort of service.
I remember during the, there was floods or something last year in one of the states in New York. To get across to the kids that they weren't to come to school, I remember seeing the principal sang a song from Frozen, and it was called Stay at Home. And he called it Stay at Home, and it just went like wild on YouTube. And so I think schools are, you know, there are people in schools that are probably thinking that they can use social media a lot better. And there's probably a lot of opportunity there.
And I think for those guys as well, it's more about PR. You know, I mean, schools have got a vested interest to maintain a certain number of students, to be perceived well in the community, because they need those kids coming through the years to, you know, sustain the school as an entity.
Yeah.
So, you know, it might not be so much more of a commercial focus, but definitely a PR, community engagement focus.
Yeah, the school is a brand. You know, that's the sort of thing you see the schools on TV doing charity stuff. And like when NAPLAN results come out for primary schools, they're always... Now, our NAPLAN results great. Bring your kid here, and I've been with say real estate and mortgage broking. Quite a few clients that we talk to, when they're looking to buy a house, a lot of the thing that they're doing is looking to buy in a place where they want the kids to be zoned for the school. So it's quite important for the school to have a good brand.
Yes, and, absolutely.
That's quite it. So what's the best business advice you've ever been given in your career as a nurse and doing sales and now in social media?
Quite a bit. I'm an absorber of information. I just take everything on board. But I must admit, I read a quote from Richard Branson and it's always stuck with me. I've never been able to let it go. He said, I've got to make sure I get it right to do injustice.
Yeah.
Do good and have fun and then the money will come.
Okay.
So it's all about, you know, setting up a business that will do good, which hopefully I've done. I believe I've done, and having fun along the way, which I'm giving it my best shot.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and then everything else will fall into place after that. So I love that.
That is a good one. I think he certainly personifies that, doesn't he?
Yeah,
seems to have a lot of fun with all the stuff he does, and
it probably gets easier as you're more successful.
Yeah. I'm sure it'd be very easy for him to
expouse that mantra. I don't know.
Yeah, I think when you look at, say, I'm pretty sure he started the record.
His bootlegging importing of CDs from France to England or something.
Yeah,
I'm not
like
sure how.
In the 70s or something, it was. And so that sort of. And he's had a few probably near misses with things that went a bit pear shaped.
Definitely. You'd certainly learn.
And it's about being, persistent, I suppose.
He's created a fun brand, that's for sure.
So Kim, well, thanks for that. Thanks for coming in. Great to chat with you, and bringing the great weather with you. That's why we always have to wear sunglasses. I'm not sure how we're going to go when winter hits, but maybe we might have a break for a month or two, but we'll just see how we go.
So we're getting blown off the balcony.
So that's good. So you have a great day, and we'll talk to you at our next Beach Business Breakfast, which is on third Thursday of every month at Merriweather Surf Club. So thanks again and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time, Kim.